David Goggins. I love him. I love his books. It splits debate because sometimes like, oh, Goggins, yeah, it's so good. And I get it. Yeah, he is good. And I like what he stands for. But I think there is a lot of problems, right, down there. And it's trauma related. And I think he goes too far one way. But there is something that he says that I want you to use. So in the army, they say, Roger that. So Roger that. And he'll say, Roger, Roger that, Roger, Roger, Roger that, Roger that. All the time. So what he means by Roger that is, if you take the word R-O-G-E-R, like you don't know how to spell it, right? But R is received, so message received. So something happens, it doesn't matter what it is, something happens. Message received. O-G is order given. So message received, order given, E-R is not a place where you go for medical attention. It is expect results. So Roger that means received, order given, expect results. Now, how can you use this in your life? Let's say you've made a mistake. Let's say you've been dropped. Let's say something's gone against you. I want you to go, Roger that. Message received. So something's happened. I got it. Order given. So what's the order? What do I have to do next? Expect results. And it's just a way of reframing things. So making things work for you and not to you. Because when a lot of the time we make mistakes, we go, oh, this has happened to me. Roger that. Received, order given, expect results means, okay, I've made a mistake. Order given. What do I need to do next? Expect results from me. So anytime something happens to you from now on, you're like, yeah, okay, Roger that. Roger that, Roger that. Because it's not about what happens to you. It's how you react to things, how you take responsibility. I've said this before in the podcast. Responsibility, break the word down. Responsibility, your ability to respond. That's what separates so many players from the rest. Because you're going to have adversity. Shit's going to hit the fan. You're going to have curveballs constantly thrown at you. How can you deal with them? How you deal with them and respond to them is the difference. What is your response? What's the message you received? What's the order given? How can you expect results from that? How can you make it work for you, not to you? How can you make a mistake, learn from it, so it doesn't happen again? So you can use that, make it work for you as a learning opportunity, where some people make a mistake and they go over it over and over again. Instead of making it once, they make it thousands of times, and they don't see it as a process of learning and making them grow and be better. They see it as, I'm not good enough. It's all about the way we see things. Said it yesterday about perceptions. Perceptions are so big. If you work with me, you'll spend 4 weeks working on your perceptions, your beliefs, what happened to you. Go deeper down inside of you. Because then we can have a transformation. Coaching, there's different ways of coaching. I don't want to go too deep into it. But we can work our way through it, or we can go, right, let's go deep down inside so we get a transformation out of this for the rest of your life, for the rest of your career, instead of just the on-the-top surface stuff which most people deal with. Roger that. Received, order given, expect results. Received, order given, expect results. It's just a way of reframing. If that works for you, amazing. That might not work for you. I'm just trying to give you tools that could possibly help you. That's my job. And if you do come and work with me, I can give you loads of tools. Because a lot of the time, you're trying to play football mentally with just a driver. And you need a lot of clubs. If you end up in the sand, depending on the lie, you need a variety of clubs. You can't hit a driver from the sand. You might be able to. You must be very skilled. But you're not Tiger Woods. And that's the same as you. You're trying to play with one club. If you play with one club, this is what I did. This is what I see so many players doing. They're playing with one club. You need loads of clubs, loads of tools to get you out of the mire. Something happens, What tool have you got that will help you with it? And the tools deep down inside of you. And you have these tools for the rest of your life. It isn't just about football. It's for the rest of your life. Anyway, if you like this podcast, do me a favor, give me a review, share it, tag me in your stories, screenshot the podcast, share it with your teammates. And if you want deeper help, go to www.confidenceinfootball.com, where you can watch my masterclass. But more importantly, if you go there and you are a pro, it says book in for a call. Do it. What are you waiting for? Go and get results. Go and take action. That's what separates the best from the rest. They take action. What are you going to do? See you tomorrow.